From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Tuesday sought to downplay the North Korea nuclear and missile threat. U.S. spokesman John Kirby saying the Obama administration doesn't view Pyongyang as capable of tipping a missile with a nuclear warhead. He urged the regime to return to negotiations.
As we have before, continue to call on the DPRK to refrain from provocative actions and inflammatory rhetoric that threaten international peace and stability, and we want them to make the strategic choice to fulfill their international obligations and commitments and return, frankly, to the six-party talk.
Sunday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his regime is in the last stage of testing an intercontinental ballistic missile. President-elect Donald Trump Monday said a North Korean missile strike on the U.S. won't happen. A senior Trump advisor, Kellyanne Conway, appeared Tuesday on U.S. television.
He's putting them on notice. He's putting North Korea on notice through this tweet and through other statements that this won't happen. He, as president of the United States, wants to stand between them and their missile capabilities, which experts say could be deployed to reach Seattle almost immediately.
Meanwhile, U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook Tuesday said the U.S. has the ability to defend itself and its allies against a North Korean threat.
There are aspects to it. We mentioned the THAAD system. Obviously, you're aware of our Aegis systems. You're aware of the TPY-2 radars we have in the region and also our ground-based system. And this is a system that we continue to work on, continue to develop, but we're confident in our ability to protect the homeland.
Some analysts view North Korea as the first national security challenge facing the incoming Trump administration. The Renamo opposition in Mozambique said Tuesday it's extended a ceasefire 2 months, raising hopes for peace after rising violence with the Frelimo government following phone conversations between the leaders of the two factions. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expressing concern that an upcoming Mideast peace conference scheduled in Paris will result in a new UN Security Council resolution aimed at his government. The French-organized conference will be attended by dozens of countries, but no official Israeli or Palestinian representative will be present. Mr. Netanyahu rejected the meeting, calling it futile. Last month, the U.S. abstained from a UN resolution critical of Israel's settlement activity, allowing it to be adopted. Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlut Cavusoglu, said the identity of the gunman who killed nearly 40 people on New Year's Day at an Istanbul nightclub has been established. He didn't identify the attacker, who remains at large. Monday, Islamic State claimed responsibility for the massacre. Meanwhile, Turkey's parliament has extended the country's state of emergency for 3 more months following last year's failed coup. Nearly 160 inmates from a jail in the southern Philippines escaped after suspected Muslim rebels attacked the prison early Wednesday. It sparked a firefight with one guard killed. It's one of the country's biggest jailbreaks and took place in Kitapawan, more than 900 kilometers south of Manila. Meanwhile, Brazilian authorities are conducting a manhunt for dozens of inmates who escaped during a prison riot near the Amazonas state capital, Manaus. Only about a quarter of the nearly 200 inmates who fled the violence have been returned to prison. Rival drug gangs fought each other for 17 hours Sunday through Monday, leaving 56 inmates dead. Justice Minister Alexandra de Moraes said new prisons must be built as part of penal reform to tackle chronic overcrowding in Brazil. President-elect Donald Trump Tuesday threatened automaker General Motors with a border tax for sending a version of one of its Mexican-made models to U.S. dealers tax-free. Meanwhile, Ford Motor Company said Tuesday it's decided to shift investments from Mexico back to a Michigan plant. Ford Chief Executive Mark Fields.
In addition to the $4.5 billion that we've committed to new electrified vehicles, we today are announcing that we're investing another $700 million to transform and expand this Flat Rock assembly plant, creating a new manufacturing innovation center.
Last year, Ford announced plans to shift some operations to Mexico. The sale of a new edition of Adolf Hitler's political treatise, Mein Kampf, has soared in Germany after going on sale for the first time a year ago. The updated version has sold 85,000 copies since being released last January. Convicted mass murderer Charles Manson has been hospitalized for an undisclosed medical issue. The 82-year-old Manson, transported from a California prison, where he's serving a life term for being the mastermind behind the deaths of 7 people, including pregnant actress Sharon Tate, in 1969. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.